This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of you have asked me why I am so energetic, where I get my energy. You guys have no idea. I drag a lot. You just don't see it because by the time I go on air, I am peppy, I am perky, I am ready to go. But I get a lot of questions on sleep and why people have blink sleep, why people have deep sleep. Blink sleep, it's so cute when my kids have blink sleep. You know, because I wake up and I go, did you have a good sleep? Did my baby sleep good? Do you need rough tummy? But like, no, I had blink sleep. Blink sleep is where you go to bed, you close your eyes, you wake up, and it's like morning. And you have to get out of bed and you're like, well, I what the hell was that? I don't even feel rested. And blink sleep freaks me out too because I want to feel like I had a good dream. I don't get blink sleep anymore. I get sleep where I have like multiple like dreams or episodes, and I have to get up to pee, and then I go back to bed, and it's another chapter, and then I sleep for a few hours, I get up to pee again, and then, and so, you know, my whole sleep cycle is really, really messed up now, but that's hormones, and, you know, it happens, and, you know, Corey snores, and, you know, we got the cats and the dogs, so I got tons of things waking me up, but depending on when you're woken up in your sleep cycle, you may not be able to get out of bed the next morning. And the big mistake we all do is we try to think that our sleep was consistent, so we have the same pattern in the morning. We get up, we try to drink coffee, we have a morning smoke or whatever the heck you guys do to kind of wake yourself up. For me, it's chocolate. I find a piece of chocolate in the morning, not good, not good. I'm not going to lose weight that way. But for me, I don't drink coffee, you know, so I try to find a piece of chocolate. All of those are bad, all right? And you got to kind of realize what kind of a sleep you had. So we get these sleep cycles. We've talked about sleep cycles, and I don't want to put everybody to sleep from it. But basically, you got these sleep cycles where they last anywhere between 90 to 120 minutes. So anywhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours. And you basically are supposed to get about 4 or 5 of these sleep cycles per night. Okay, remember why we're supposed to sleep between 7 to 9 hours a night. And so you got stage 1, 2, 3. And then you have your REM sleep. And so the REM sleep is the deepest. Your stage 3 is your deepest sleep. Your stage 1 sleep is where it first starts out. I think it's about maybe 15, 20 minutes in length. I got to double check that. But it's where you kind of start to fall asleep and you, what, huh, what? You get these little involuntary jerks. You know how you feel like you're falling? So it's when you start to fall asleep and you're not really asleep. And that could also be where you get your blink sleep sometimes. And then your second stage of sleep is where it starts to get a little deeper. Your respiration starts to slow. Your body temperature actually decreases. I start to get a little cold, you know. And sometimes you can accelerate that second stage of sleep by having the room cold. So we want it to be a little colder. So that starts to get you to slow down and get those other sleep waves going on. Your stage 3 is your deeper, deep, deep sleep. This is where you have, like, your really, really you know, your deep dreams. It's really hard to wake you up. I wake up many times paralyzed. I wake up and I'm like, I can't move. Or I have these dreams that I have MS. And I can't move as I wake up. And I get really freaked out by that. And I wake up, well, you really don't, you know, move a lot in your deep, in your third stage of sleep. So it's really hard to wake somebody up. A lot of times they don't have the muscle tone. It's kind of scary. You're not truly paralyzed. But whenever you have a dream where you can't move and you're handicapped, oh, I get this dream where I'm being chased by bad guys and I just can't move and I want to move and I can't. I'm in stage 3 sleep. And then you have your REM sleep. And your REM sleep, that's where your eyes, like, rapidly move. I've never watched my husband. I don't, like, open up his eyes when he sleeps because I'm usually asleep when he is. But apparently it's pretty, pretty wicked. And you get these rapid eye movements. And if you wake somebody up in REM, they're really groggy because they need to get out of REM and slowly start to get back into stage 1. You need to kind of finish the cycle. And it was interesting. When I was in medical school and we were doing these 36-hour shifts, some rotations you actually were able to sleep for maybe 2 hours or 1 hour or 3 hours. And the medical students were talking about how if they were able to sleep an odd number of hours, they'd feel refreshed. But if they slept an even number, they wouldn't. And the even number, you could sleep 4 hours compared to one. You'd be more refreshed with the one than the 4 hours. Why? It just had to do with our sleep cycle and on when we woke up. So I thought that was kind of pretty, pretty cool. So how do you wake up in the morning when you're dragging? So this one study came out where they said, why don't you use cold water? Splashing cold water on your face wakes you up. Now, I don't really like to do that because I get all nervous with cold water on the face and it kind of affecting your SA node and your heart and, you know, maybe messing around with a funny rhythm. Because we used to cure people of SVT when they went into a very abnormal fast rhythm, dunk their head in ice water, and that would help stop that. So I'm not really a big fan, but what I do like to do is the second I wake up, I just get into a shower. I just love the water, and I like hot water, but because I'm kind of stiff when I wake up in the morning and my muscles and all that. So to me, I like the warm water, but I always feel good and refreshed after a shower. So for me, I think a shower is really, really good. And yeah, I eat some chocolate, okay? The other thing they say to do is put on your workout clothes and get out into the sun. Just start getting sunlight. Open the windows, get some sunlight in, and the sunlight's going to wake you up. It knows exactly how to wake you up. And you're like, close the drapes, I want to sleep. No, so you need to get the light. Also, breakfast can't be sugar. If you have sugar, you're going to just be tired a couple hours later. Same thing with caffeine. If you drink caffeine, the caffeine's going to wear out, and then you're going to be tired by lunchtime or after lunch. So try to have a more proteinaceous breakfast, okay? Even if you're vegan, there's ways to get protein in. And then, you know, make sure you have a good, solid amount of time to sleep so you go through your cycles. If you're not going through your cycles like you're supposed to, then there's a good chance that alarm clock is going to rip you out of sleep. Then there's also these apps where they pre-wake you up 30 minutes before you're woken up. So when you wake up, you just pop up and you aren't ripped out of sleep. All right, 1-877-DR-ALLIE, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's work on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this headline caught my eye. They say climate change is already killing Americans and costing billions in medical bills. Is that true? Well, this is how Gizmodo, Earther.Gizmodo, breaks it down. They say climate change is going to make our lives worse in the years to come. But they say this new report highlights the stark cost people are already paying in the U.S. They say in 2012 alone, it found 10 major climate-related events, which likely led to nearly 1,000 extra deaths, almost 21,000 hospitalizations, and added $10 billion in health care costs. Now, this came from researchers from Columbia, UCLA, and the nonprofit environmental advocacy group called National Resources Defense Council. And they looked at the fallout of extreme weather events strongly linked to a warmer climate that took place back in 2012. These included extreme heat days in Wisconsin, outbreaks of tick-borne Lyme disease in Michigan, mosquito-borne West Nile virus in Texas, the wildfires in Colorado, and the landfall of Hurricane Sandy in New York and New Jersey. Remember, 2012 was a rough year. Using various sources of data, including medical records and earlier studies, they then came up with their estimates. And they found that these events directly contributed to 917 deaths, 20,568 hospitalizations, 17,800 emergency department visits. They say in 2018 dollars, they estimated the financial costs of these medical cases amounted to $10 billion. They say the cost could have ranged between $2.7 billion or $24.6 billion, but the single most impactful event was Hurricane Sandy, which led to nearly 300 deaths and $3.1 billion in medical-related losses, though the overall costs created by wildfires were higher. They say these costs are on top of the billion in damages and lost property. So, echoing other research elsewhere, they say, they also found that the more vulnerable segments of the country were also affected by climate. Two-thirds of the costs related to illness were paid by Medicare and Medicaid, you know, government-run programs, but a third had to be paid for by us. So the study was published Thursday in the journal GeoHealth. And they conclude that there is a real cost in terms of human health. This is according to Wendy Max, professor of health economics and co-director of the Institute for Health and Aging at UCSF. She says, our study is the first to put a price tag on these costs, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. We know this is an underestimate. And again, they're blaming climate change for this. Now, were there weaknesses of the study? Well, yeah. They looked at the largest climate extreme events in 2012 in only 11 states. But there were people all over the country that died from extreme heat or caught Lyme disease. So they think, well, maybe there's more people that should have been counted that weren't. And then they focused on 2012 because that year provided them with the most up-to-date health data. But there could also be, you know, other years that they could have looked at. But I guess 2012 was a particularly hot year. The Northern Hemisphere has experienced even hotter summers, including this year. So they really can't tell how many people are affected. And my input in this is, can we just kind of redefine what we're calling climate change? Okay, we just talked about the hurricanes. And now we have never seen this many hurricanes in the Atlantic and Pacific Basin in a while. But we brought up back in the 70s, back in the 80s, there were clusters of these hurricanes. Now, does that mean there was climate change back then? I mean, we had a dust bowl in the 1930s. Now, to me, that's a huge climate change. But we haven't had a dust bowl since. Doesn't mean we're not having climate change. Doesn't mean we're having climate change for the better. That we don't have a dust bowl and famine. I mean, I think the point I'm trying to make is the climate always changes. And it is beyond a lot of our control. Now, mind you, I work for the EPA, so I am very pro-environment. I don't think we should litter. I don't think we should feed our fish plastics. I don't think we should pollute our air. I think we should smog our cars. I'm a fan of that. But what I'm not a fan of is blaming us eating hamburgers or us farting after having a salad on climate change. I also am not a fan of spending billions of dollars studying climate change and gas and all that when that money could go for preparation of the next natural disaster. Whether climate changes or not, we're going to have hurricanes. Whether there's climate change or not, we're going to have bad snowstorms. Whether there's climate change or not, we're going to have droughts. And we're going to have fires. That's what happens in nature. We have had forest fires since the dawn of time. We've had floods since the dawn of time. These are things that happen with climate. Whether you want to call it global warming, whether you want to call it climate change, climate changes. Yes, it would be nice to have some predictability, but, I mean, we've had earthquakes, we've had fires, we've had volcanoes, we've had tsunamis. I mean, natural disasters happen. If you want to blame the climate, you can. If you don't want to blame the climate, it doesn't matter. We need to be prepared for natural disasters. And I see this big push to spend money trying to prove a political agenda correct. And I would really rather you guys, you know, have that money to try to figure out what we could do to have stronger levees. You know, we're talking about Beaumont, Texas. I think Beaumont, Texas is at risk of one of their levees deteriorating. I'm not sure if it's near Beaumont, but it's in southeast Texas. Then can we put money towards rebuilding that levee? Can we build more shelters? Can we, you know, produce flood-safe houses that are maybe on certain stilts? Build homes stronger? Storms are going to happen. You know, it's like, you know, they're doing all these studies, you know, to how to, you know, prevent the next recession. Recessions happen. That's just a part of the circle of life. It's like trying to do a study to prevent death. Yeah, it's cool, and a lot of people would like to do it, but it's very expensive. It's not practical. And unfortunately, you know, there has to be that cycle. I never understood why there had to be forest fires. I never understood why old people had to die. I never understood that. I never understood why there had to be wars. But I guess that's just a part of this circle of life. And so, I really think somebody needs to, and I think Trump is one of them, but somebody needs to say, guys, you know, before you spend billions of dollars coming up with the obvious that we have extreme weather events, I mean, I'd like somebody to say, look, if the earth is getting warmer, okay, and it's not really that burger that you ate or that banana that you ate. Somebody needs to kind of say that so we could spend our money elsewhere. I'm really afraid we're going to have one hell of a bad drought in the Midwest, and then our food supply is going to be in trouble. And everybody is going to say, oh, well, that's climate change, and that's why we need more EPA regulations, more government control. Okay, what are we doing right now to prepare for a possible drought to our Midwest? Have we made water? Have we figured out how to plant things without the need of water? Have we figured out other means to make, you know, did we figure out how to desalinate our ocean water? I mean, what are we working on for that? That's where I'd like to see this money spent. I mean, yeah, if it gets hotter and muggier and we have storms, we're going to have more mosquito. So do we have money going into research for mosquito-borne illnesses? All right, well, that's my problem with it all. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Iran.
As long as Iran's menacing behavior continues, sanctions will not be lifted. They will be tightened.
President Trump on Tuesday, speaking at the UN, also blames Iran for the recent attack on Saudi Arabia's biggest oil refinery.
All nations have a duty to act. No responsible government should subsidize Iran's bloodlust.
As many are continuing to look into a phone call President Trump had with the president of Ukraine back in July, Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina believes Joe Biden is the person who really should be looked into.
When you look at Biden actually holding up $1 billion worth of aid, allegedly to help his son, I have a problem with that.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So flu is going to hit us soon. And, you know, we try to get a grasp of what we're up against based on watching what happened in Australia when it was our summer but their winter. And all we kind of really found out, because, again, it takes a while for the numbers to come out, and, you know, Australians, they're less, you know, obsessive than we are in America. You know, they're like, whatever happens, happens, you know. That's flu. Let's all go out back. And I can't do my Australian accent, sorry. But what we didn't know is their flu season started sooner, a couple weeks sooner. So the CDC is thinking that's going to happen with us. It's been showing up a couple weeks earlier than usual in parts of the world, so they think it could also start here earlier. So the CDC is saying if you could get the flu shot, get it. Everyone 6 months or older should get a flu shot. About 8% of the U.S. population gets the flu each year. Actually, more than that. The most vulnerable people, of course, are kids under the age of 4 and adults between 50 and 64. From what we understand, we've already had our first flu death. It was a 4-year-old from Paris, California. This 4-year-old died last week after testing positive for influenza. So we're not going to mess around when it comes to flu. We'll give you guys the scoop on the latest of the flu vaccine, what the flu vaccine is going to entail this time around. But if the flu shot is available at your pharmacy or doctor's office, I would say get it. Now, yesterday a report came out saying that the world is unprepared for a global pandemic that could wipe out 80 million people. They say the world is unprepared, and it could hit 5% of the global GDP, according to the World Health Organization. They say a rapidly spreading respiratory pathogen could pose a threat to a large portion of the global population, potentially devastating millions across the globe. Now, do we have this pathogen? I don't believe so. But we have a situation, I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, the World Health Organization named, I think it was, they called it, not Syndrome X, but like a pathogen X will be our next killer. And everyone's like, well, what the hell is that? Well, basically what they're saying is something that has yet to mutate or yet to turn pandemic is out there. And that's what's going to be, that's what's going to hit us. And we're going to be unprepared because we aren't going to have a vaccine and we aren't going to have medication for it. So here we are again, fast forward to 2019, and they think there's going to be a highly lethal pandemic of a respiratory pathogen killing about 50 to 80 million of us and wiping out nearly 5% of the world's economy. It's going to be catastrophic, creating havoc and stability and security, and the world is not prepared if this happens, so let's prepare. Now, I don't mind a story like this because that's what I just said in the previous segment. You could be studying global warming all day long. Is anybody preparing for the next bad thing to happen to us? So the report encouraged the creation of systems that would effectively detect and control disease outbreaks in a proactive move that would create global preparedness. They said for too long we've allowed a cycle of panic and neglect when it comes to pandemics. We ramp up efforts when there's a serious threat, then quickly forget about them when the threat subsides. Well, it's well past time to act. So what are the preventative actions that the World Health Organization is urging? One is commitment and investing from heads of government, regional organizations leading by example, strong systems of preparedness in each country, in each of the countries, increased funding and financial incentives, and strengthened coordinated systems within the from the United Nations. So obviously the countries with the least amount of healthcare and infrastructures are at greatest risk, and they could brew a lot of these pandemics. So they go back to 1918. In that global pandemic, there was the Spanish flu, they called it. And we got hit with the flu as our doughboys came back from World War I into Boston. And so they found that that is where our epicenter of the Spanish flu was. They said if the Spanish flu hit today, 101 years later, it would cost $3 trillion, or 5% of the gross domestic product. They say if a similar contagion occurred today, with a population 4 times larger and travel times anywhere in the world less than 36 hours, 50 to 80 million people would perish. So that's where they got that number. And if you had that those tragic levels of mortality, pandemic would cause panic, destabilize national security, screw over economy and trade. So do we, I mean, are we prepared? What do we need to do? Well, first, what we need to do is have people on board, and we don't. Okay? The biggest threat to any of us when it comes to a pandemic are other people. So remember when there was a nurse that was a part of Doctors Without Borders, I'm not sure. And she, back during the Ebola epidemic, came back to the States, but I think she had a fever. So the government wanted to quarantine her. She threw a fit. And I get it. She's tired. She busted her butt volunteering. She wants to get home. I get it. But she threw such a fit and I think threatened to sue. I think she threatened to sue Chris Christie in New Jersey that I don't believe her quarantine was full like it should be, you know, and the 21 days that it needed to be. But she ended up not having it, and she was right. But people, if we do end up having a pandemic or some real nasty respiratory issue, we better all be on board in order to effectively manage a pandemic. You need everybody kind of in the program, and if we have to quarantine you, you better be quarantined. Instead, what's going to happen is people are going to try to hide it. And you know, we're shocked that the Ebola outbreak a few years back got to the degree that it did. We're shocked that a lot of people now in the current Congo are trying to avoid being quarantined. We would do the same thing. No, I wouldn't. I'm a doctor. I get it. I don't want to make people sick. I don't want my family sick. I don't want my neighbors sick. Fine. Take me away. Put me in a room. Make sure I still have internet access. Make sure I can still work because I'm a workaholic. Make sure I still could still have access to chocolate cake. Okay? You know, still have a nice toilet. But I'll be quarantined. That's fine. But the average people are like, I don't want to be taken away from my home. I don't want to die away from my family. I don't believe in these quarantines might be Nazi-style, you know, concentration camps. And so there's going to be a lot of people going, oh, hell no. I'm not going with you anywhere. How do I know you're not going to kill me like in that movie? What was that movie with Dustin Hoffman? Outbreak. So until we trust the government, until we trust each other, I'm not really sure what we're going to do. So the World Health Organization could come out with these, you know, reports saying, guys, you know, we might be killed by some pathogen and we're not ready. If we really want to be ready, we should be doing drills. All right, guys, if anybody gets sick, all right, you know, this is who you notify. This is where you go. If we do have an outbreak of anything, these are the centers you go to. These centers will be, you know, maintained by the government. They'll be where you go. You make sure you have all your ducks in a row. Everybody plan for being, you know, unfortunately, you know, everybody plan on not being able to go to work. You know, contact your employer. Talk to your employer about how you'll be able to work remotely. But if there's some, you know, this would be the plan. I mean, people are already planning that with the hurricanes and the tropical storms. It's not that hard. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys hear about this Rhode Island woman whose blood turned black after using an over-the-counter medication for a toothache? This is interesting. It's kind of scary, but it's a case report that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's a 25-year-old woman who arrived at a local emergency room because she was fatigued, weak, shortness of breath, and her skin was discolored. And she was diagnosed with cyanosis, basically, because she had low oxygen levels in her blood, and that's why she started to look bluish. So her skin, lips, tongue, hands, feet, and other parts of the body looked blue. She also had a very high respiratory rate, about 22 breaths a minute. Normally, you're at about 12 to 20 breaths a minute. So the woman had a very low oxygen saturation. We want you about, not, you know, about 100%, 99, maybe 95 to 100 at the lowest. Her blood oxygen level was 88%, which could be deadly. So the oxygen saturation value displayed on the pulse ox did not improve when they gave her oxygen, which means this might not have been a lung thing. And when they looked at her blood, it was very dark, almost black. And I'm looking at the pictures now, the blood looked pretty black. Scary, scary stuff. So basically what she ended up having was methemoglobinemia. It's a blood disorder that you can be born with, but you can always acquire it. And it's basically where the blood cells do not receive enough oxygen because there's too much methemoglobin. And you could get this if you are exposed to chemicals or medications. And yes, it can be life-threatening. So how do they think she got this very rare black blood disease? Because she was using something similar to Orajel, the topical benzocaine. She had used it the night before her hospital visit because she had a toothache. So she applied the medication to try to diminish the pain from toothache. And benzocaine is a local anesthetic. It's found in over-the-counter medications to treat mouth pain. So they say methemoglobinemia can occur after exposure to a number of medications, including topical anesthetic agents like benzocaine. Though through metabolic pathways that appear to vary different from person to person, it could cause this unpredictable complication. So in 2018, the FDA warned of these benzocaine-containing products, and they do not want kids under 2 being exposed to it because of the risk of this disease. Federal agency at the time said these products carry serious risks and provide little to no benefits for treating oral pain, infecting sore gums in infants due to teething. So the woman was given IV drugs and approved. And, wow, thank God. But, I mean, I've seen this in training. But for those of you that have never seen black blood, she had it. And it's not very oxygenated. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A 48-year-old man is hospitalized because he drank energy drinks. He looks like to me that he had a stroke. Simon Lewis of Somerset, England, said within minutes of finishing an energy drink Saturday night, his heart rate skyrocketed to 190 beats a minute. He said he was sweating. He was clammy, heart was skipping beats, so they called an ambulance. When paramedics arrived, they asked if I had issues with energy drinks before. Now, he had consumed energy drinks without any issues, but now he is asking the UK, where he lives, to change age restriction from 16 to 18. Right now, a lot of supermarket chains don't sell them, but you can still get them. As a 16-year-old, he said the laws on them should be the same as the laws on alcohol. I won't touch one again, and now my daughter is banned from having them. So as you know, energy drinks have large amounts of caffeine. They don't really usually have more than a cup of coffee. One Red Bull has even less than a cup of coffee. But the difference between a Red Bull and a cup of coffee is a cup of coffee is hot, so you drink it slow. You drink it in sips. A Red Bull you could pound within a minute. There's also other additives like guarana, taurine, L-carnitine. So that can increase alertness, attention, and energy, but it can also raise blood pressure, heart rate, and breathing. They also have found that it can affect the nervous system, even cause you to lose your teeth. So his heart rate did return to normal. He does face further testing. He says, I feel a bit worn out. And the picture made it look like he might have had a stroke, but I guess he didn't, thank God. But this could definitely put you at risk of a stroke, because if your heart isn't beating, you know, sending the blood to where it needs to go because it's beating too quickly, then unfortunately you aren't going to get blood flow to the brain. So energy drinks are bad. We know they're bad. It's just not one of those, you know, easy fixes, because people want to wake up in the morning. Like I said earlier, jump in the shower, splash some cold water on your face, get out into the sun just for a little bit. So calls to poison control centers about small children getting a hold of marijuana-infused sweets like chocolates, gummies, and brownies have increased sharply in states where marijuana is recreationally illegal. At Massachusetts Regional Poison Control Center, the number of calls about children 5 and younger eating edible doses of THC have tripled since the first weed shops opened in November. They say 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds find them. They don't know that they have marijuana, and they eat them. Hey, if I saw a brownie or a cookie, I'd grab one. Adina Sheroff is a registered nurse at Boston Children's Hospital. She's answered calls at the Poison Control Center for 26 years. They end up getting very ill. She says she's been on the other end of these calls countless times, coaching frantic callers what to do. For kids, such high doses of THC, they got to go to the emergency room. And then they watch the vitals, they monitor them, and wait for the high to wear off. Some of the kids may even need to be in the ICU. So why? What does the child do? Well, they get lethargic. They get unwakeable. Sometimes they have difficulty breathing. Now, we don't know what the long-term effects could do on small children. Usually it's reversible. But again, these are young kids who are developing. I don't think we've had more than one case of a child dying from marijuana. I got to look it up. But it can happen. It's rare. So in other states where recreational weed is legal, calls to poison centers about young kids getting their hands on edibles have increased tenfold. In Michigan, the calls jumped from 6 to 59. In Maine, there's been 19 calls so far, which is a 160% increase. And some of you will say, well, 19. But think about it. I mean, if these kids really had, you know, these kids got really, really sick, that's serious. So manufacturers of the edibles are required by the state marijuana regulators to package them in child-proof containers. They say, I don't think anybody is more out in front of this than the cannabis industry right now. We agree that rules, regulations, and protocols must be robust to discourage or remove the opportunity for minors to unintentionally ingest these products. And again, kids, they'll take them to school. They'll be like, mommy made cookies. You want some? They'll share them on the bus. Yeah, we really need to get our poop together when it comes to that. Speaking of kids, they say kids don't really need to drink juice. In fact, it's milk or water. They say parents of young kids should steer them clear of juices and plant-based milk, according to new guidelines. The nutritional advocacy group Healthy Eating Research commissioned scientists to create updated advice on what children should drink through age 5. Soy milk, almond milk, and other non-dairy offerings, they say, are not good for children. More and more parents are turning to them for a variety of reasons because they think cow or dairy milk is bad. Now, mind you, if your kid's allergic, that's one thing, but if they're not, well, so if the baby is birth to 6 months, they should be having breast milk or formula. 6 to 12 months, that's when you could add a little bit of water. 1 to 2 years is when you could go to cow's milk. We don't want you doing cow's milk before a year old because it doesn't have enough of the vitamins. 2 to 3 years, you could start going to skim or low-fat milk. But avoid juices. Juices are bad. Too much sugar. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.